This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. Welcome to Senate Local Government, and greetings to those listening over the Internet. If you plan on testifying this morning, be sure to have your badge on if you're a lobbyist, and sign in. If you have your listening, your electronic devices with you, please be sure and have them on silent mode. If they are on and go off, you will get to contribute to Teen Pact, and Senator DeSanto will be periodically calling your phones during the hearing this morning to raise money for them. Okay, would the Secretary please call roll?
Senator Kamak.
Here.
Hewing.
Here.
Nostrup, excused. Steinhauer.
Here.
Wismer.
Here.
DeSanto.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
We have quorum, 6-1, excuse.
Okay, we have a quorum. We have some minutes to approve from the last meeting.
So second.
We have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting by Senator Kamak, second by Senator Ewing. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. All right, we have a couple pages here. Would you please feel free to come to the mic, turn it on, and tell us about yourselves, where you're from, and what your plans are. Thank you.
I'm Cody Fees. I go to Faith High School, and I'm going to Shadow, Nebraska this fall to go for nursing.
Very good. Thank you.
I'm Brynn Elwine. I go to Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, and I want to go to West Point to study physics.
Good. Well, thank you for serving us today. Okay, we have a couple of bills on the docket here, and I think we'll go ahead and start with Senate Bill 73, an act to revise qualifications for sanitary district trustees. Good morning, Representative Johns.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Timothy Johns from District 31. I'm appearing on behalf of Senator Schoenbeck on Senate Bill 73, which is an act to revise qualifications for sanitary districts. Each sanitary district in South Dakota is governed by a board of trustees who are elected at large. The size of the board depends on the number of sewer or water facility connections served by that district. For a district which provides services to less than 500 connections, the board consists of three, but not more than five members. If the district has more than 100 connections, the trustee is required to be a resident of that district. This residency requirement is generally not a problem in your larger districts, as you have a sufficient population base to meet it. The problem is in districts which have less than 100 connections, there oftentimes you have a difficulty finding enough residents to serve. This is especially true in many areas of the Black Hills, where you have many absentee property owners who have vacation homes there. I can think of a few right now, like at Deer Mountain, where you might have only six or seven year-round residents. And so it becomes a real problem to try to find people who are willing to serve. To broaden the base of potential candidates, Senate Bill 73 would expand the number of qualified candidates in those districts having 100 or less connections to include any person who is either a resident of that district or who owns real property within the boundaries of the sanitary district. This proposed amendment to SDCL 34A514.1 is a practical solution to a problem facing these smaller districts. There should be no problem for the participation of non-resident members given today's modern technology, including the accepted participation of members of communities by means of conference calls and the use of Skype over your computer. So I don't foresee that there would ever be any problem. And most of those committees will of the trustees don't meet that often anyway, and most of these people are there to meet for their annual meeting and any other meetings that they would be required. So I would ask your favorable consideration of the bill.
Thank you, Representative Johns. Any other proponents for Senate Bill 73? Any other proponents? Any opponents of Senate Bill 73? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal and move to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kamak. Okay, we have a motion by Senator Kamak to pass on Senate Bill 73. Do we have a second?
Steiner.
Okay, we have a second by Senator Steinhauer. Okay, the motion, do you have any comments on your motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Wismer.
I have quite a few issues with this bill. I see
that they have at least made it apply on it. Well, no, it doesn't even really matter that it applies only to small ones. This is a big, big issue when it comes to who serves on districts, particularly when a district isn't formed yet. And there's all sorts of jockeying that goes along in my part of the state when they're making a decision about whether or not to create such a district, and all sorts of precedent set here about a person being able to control something that's going to happen when they're not a resident of the development. And I heard that it, he had somewhere in here he has that they have to own real property. I was thinking, well, maybe you could at least fix a little bit by saying that they had to be owners of residential real property. But even that, I will be opposed to this bill because it is too easy for rich people from outside of the area to affect the decision about whether or not a big investment is made that is going to further, that's going to make the property even more expensive to maintain. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Duly noted, Senator. Okay, the motion before the committee is to pass Senate Bill 73. All in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Senator Ewing.
Aye.
Senator Nostrup excused. Steinhauer.
Aye.
Wismer.
No.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Five yeas, one nay, and one excused.
Senate Bill 73, having received a majority vote of the committee, is hereby passed. Next up is Senate Bill 100, for an act to reduce the number of petition signatures required for conservation district supervisor elections. Good morning, Senator Maher.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. State Senator Ryan Maher, District 28, which encompasses all of northwestern South Dakota. Senate Bill 100 is a product of the South Dakota Association of Conservation Districts, and they voted unanimously in their 2017 convention to require that request that the number of signatures needed for a conservation district nomination petition to be reduced to from 25 down to 15. And then that would also leave you approximately five extra spaces to gather the additional five signatures in case you had one that was had a mistake or something on it. What it also does then, too, is it changes the paper format from an 8.5 by 14 piece of paper down to an 8.5 by 11, which most people have around their homes, and they can simply print this out on the internet instead of having to go to their local county auditor or something like that to get a special petition to do so, to run for these conservation districts. Angela Ehlers here, she's going to speak further to this, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any further proponents on Senate Bill 100? Good morning.
Good morning, Senator Jensen, members of the Local Government Committee. My name is Angela Ehlers. I represent South Dakota's conservation districts. What you're receiving as a handout is a brochure we developed that talks, gives you, in case you don't know who we are, because we are sort of a hidden subdivision of state government, what a conservation district is, This shows you this location of the 69 conservation districts in South Dakota, as well as the contact information and the services provided by each conservation district. We are not, I hope all of you know, we are not taxpayer funded. We do not have taxing authority. We can request assistance, but we are an enterprise operation. Amazing government that earns money. But we have, every board is supposed to have 5 conservation district supervisors on it. And one of the things we have run into, and we have talked this over with the Secretary of State's office, they have no issues with what we're suggesting. This is the current petition. It's 8.5 by 14, and there is room for 30 signatures, 5-4 in case you make an error. This is the petition that school districts fill out, and it's 20 signatures. And so this is the size we'd like to go to, which means we have to have fewer than 25 signatures, because as Senator Maher noted, most people don't have this size of paper, and they have this, and then when they print it off, they don't get the bottom part. And so they still circulate the petition without realizing they don't have the bottom part, and then the petition's invalid. We have a hard enough time getting people to run for local government positions as it is without making it difficult for them. And that's one of the reasons. Is 15 enough? I would submit it is. Right now, I'm on the city council in Presho, president of the council. I need 9 signatures to run for that. I know a county commissioner in Edmonds County that needs 6 to be a county commissioner. So we would like to submit that 15 is a reasonable number for us, gives us room for the errors, and we would love your support on this bill, and I'd stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents on Senate Bill 100? Any opponents to Senate Bill 100? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal and move to committee discussion and or action. Senator DeSanto.
Move to pass.
Okay. All right. We have a motion to pass on Senate Bill 100 by Senator DeSanto, second by Senator Kamak. Any discussion on your motion? Okay.
I just have a quick comment. I grew up in a very rural area. We've got an organized township, and unless you're willing to allow the man and the wife and the son to be the officers, a lot of times you can't fill the positions. So this is important stuff.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Hewing.
Aye.
Nostrup, excused. Steinhauer.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
6-1 excused.
Very good. Senate Bill 100, having received a majority vote of the committee, is hereby passed.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ewing.
I would move to place Senate Bill 100 on consent.
Okay, we have a motion to place Senate Bill 100 on consent. Do we have a second by Senator Ewing, a second by Senator Kamak? All in favor will say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Senate Bill 100 is put on consent. Thank you. Any other business before the committee this morning that needs to be brought to my attention? We won't be meeting until next Wednesday again, so safe travels, and we will see you then. I would ask for a... Okay, yeah. All right, we have a motion to adjourn by Senator Steinhauer, second by Senator Kamak. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.